Good morning, 6:40, yes, 6:40 a.m. on Monday, July 26, 2020, 63 degrees, and it is a brand new day. Good morning, how are you everybody? PC Herring here. Oh, back at it. We are back at it today. We are joined today by a gimpy girl beagle who needs to start walking in order to properly rehabilitate her operated on foot. She's supposed to be taking it slowly, and she doesn't want to. I'm trying to get her to remember she can put that foot down. How y'all been? It's been a few days, hasn't it? I haven't talked to you guys. I haven't talked to anyone really since Wednesday. Or no, since Tuesday, excuse me. Wednesday, get out of that. Wednesday morning, I flew out to San Francisco for a business trip. Was there through Friday. Got back late Friday night. Weekend set in with a whole bunch of stuff. And it's the first chance I've really had to get back to it. Yeah, it was good. It was a good trip. We did a slightly different take on things. It was the start of our annual retreat, and because of COVID and because of the company's mission, we went with a little bit more of an environmentally friendly and a little more socially distanced options of glamping, I guess what they would call it. And as somebody who used to do a lot of tent camping as a kid, the glamping experience is a bit interesting. Permanent tents mounted on foundations, hardwood floors, proper beds lifted off the ground, either twin or double size. Not environmentally controlled, but, full metal frames. I mean, you can stand up in them. Electricity. And a few other small odds and ends, but that's really about it. So, it was a good time. Got out, got reset a little bit, saw some friends afterwards, so can't really complain. What am I thinking about today? I don't really know. I'm up a bit earlier than usual, mostly to beat the heat. It's supposed to be 90 and humid today, and I'm trying to get this dog moving. She's enjoying hobbling on three legs. She's really not trying to put this thing down yet, which frustrates me. Come on, Penny. Gotta keep moving. Doesn't work if you don't. Problem is, she's a beagle, so her instinct is to follow wherever her nose is going, and she's just not wanting to, come on, you. She's not wanting to kind of walk in a straight line or focus on walking. She's trying to sniff everything through a cone of shame. Come on. But, she gets her stitches out on Wednesday, so hopefully that'll start showing some market improvements and maybe make her a little less timid about it if the skin's not pulling together every time she tries to flex the muscle. Or the leg, really. Let's see now. Got some running done on the plane, not nearly as much as I was hoping for, but that's almost always the case. Flights and airports. By and large, about what I expected. Security is kind of a special show, and oh, good girl, Penny. And while the security at O'Hare is exactly what I expected it to be, I was actually both impressed and disappointed by the security situation over at San Francisco. So O'Hare's got, the typical, very kind of at this point, really kind of old style, bins, push them down the stained glass, or the stained glass, the stainless steel trays, put them on the rollers, roll them through the conveyor, walk through the metal detector, pick them up, put your all your stuff back on, back together. But San Francisco had a really nice design where they had bins on an automatic deposit system kind of a thing. You pull the bin out of a slot, and there was a workspace above for you to put your stuff in. These were big bins. I mean, they take a suitcase on a rollers. And then you push the bin forward, and it goes onto a conveyor. Now, the conveyor is curved, so as soon as it hits the conveyor, the bin starts moving through the system. In the meantime, the bin, the slot where you first pulled the bin, has been automatically replenished by with another bin. So there's literally like 30 seconds, not even 30 seconds after you pull the bin out, there's another bin waiting for you. So you're not fighting with, you know, your fellow travelers for that last bin in the stack on the cart at the end of the line. And they've got slots and cubicles kind of a thing for two or three people to be working at the same time, loading their stuff, putting it on the conveyor, and then the bin just conveys out of the way and into the cycle for the thing. Then it goes through the scanner, and then depending on how it's scanned, there's a directional conveyor that either sends it forward for more screening, or off to the side back to where the passengers are after they've gone through the we got more. Wow, she's backed up. After they've gone through screening, and if it needs to go through more, it goes straight out, or if it can go back to the passengers, or back to the passenger, the little directionals turn like 45 degrees to the left or the right, depending on where the thing is located, and it just shoots down right there waiting for you. You can pick up your bin. There's a nice little spot where you can take them off the conveyor and go through your stuff, put yourself back together, repack your bag, and then you take the bins, you stack them together, and you put them at the end of the line where they start to drop down back into the system, where they're then returned, I guess, bowling ball style, back to the front to be new bins for to repopulate the original cubicles for the next group of people, or the next couple groups of people, because there's a lot, it's a long line. Very impressive, very efficient, very clean, both in cleanliness as well as in just streamlined process. I should probably go this way real quick. Come on, Pen, this way. I know, come on, we're gonna go this way. We gotta get the photo this morning. Then we'll come back, we'll go home. Very clean process, very streamlined, very efficient, but still not entirely free of the human error. We sat there for easily 10 or 15 minutes while the line was just stopped, and TSA didn't seem to know, or if they knew, they didn't seem to care. They removed one thing. It happened to be an errant shoe, and the whole line started up again. And we're all trying to catch our flights. We're all trying to get ourselves through it. And like, what is going on here? Why is this line not moving? And of course, there's the obligatory 3 or 4 year old in just complete and utter tantrum mode. And the obligatory passenger who thinks the rules don't apply to them, and a few other of the typical slowdowns you would expect to, well, not expect, but you've come to know and love, quote unquote, about the airport. But no, flights in and out were fine. Overall, the trip was good. Could go into commentary about the various aircraft. We flew out on Airbus 321, I think. And then we flew back on a 737-800. I don't think it's the MAX. I don't even know if the MAX is flying yet or not. Not bad flights, not bad rides. In terms of, oh shit, just dropped the leash. We got her. Thought I had her. But no, in terms of flights, in terms of quote unquote amenities on board, I think I prefer the Airbus simply because I like personal screens in front of the on each seat. They've stopped putting those drop-down TVs or whatever. Those are probably long gone. I don't travel that often. But the thing about the 737, about the Boeing model, is that it relies on your internet. It relies on your mobile device to serve as a personal screen for you. So here's what happens. You get up to the 10,000 feet or whatever it is. They tell you you can take your phone or your iPad or whatever it is out of airplane mode. You can tie into the in-flight Wi-Fi. The in-flight Wi-Fi gives you access to the onboard library of video entertainment. And then if you pay a surcharge, you get access to the internet as a whole, more or less. I mean, it's spotty because you're flying at 500 miles an hour and the satellite that is relaying the internet signal to your plane is supposed to track you, be that as it may. But here's the problem. The in-flight Wi-Fi is fine. Connecting to the airline's entertainment website is fine. Scrolling through and finding what you want is fine. But then when you find what you want and you push the button that says play now, nothing happens. I mean, nothing happens. I tried 3 different titles of movies, 2 different television series, a completely separate quote-unquote entertainment package, and nothing worked. Now, on the flight out, because the aircraft had personal screens attached to every seat, I was able to simply switch over to the seat screen, plug in headphones, and run with it and watch what I wanted to watch there. But on the way back, nothing. And I know, first world coach traveler problems, but I don't know if that's a problem with the airline or the service that's providing this stuff to the airline, but either way, they got to get that fixed. They've got to get that fixed. Because 4.5 hours on a plane was not fun. Granted, I bought Wi-Fi on the way home and was able to stream stuff I wanted off of my various streaming apps, Netflix, Paramount Plus, etc. And that was fine, but still. So, what's ahead of me for the week? It's concert week. Got rehearsals tonight. Got rehearsals at the end of the week. Cynical Wifey's got some stuff in the evening on non-concert or on non-rehearsal nights. Yes, good morning to you too. So we've got a few things on the docket. Gonna try and push forward, but with the dog needing TLC, come on, Pen. And it turns out baby girl contracted a little bit of a viral thing, so she's kind of on the downturn of that. The good news is that, well, not the good news. She contracted it while I was out of town. At least she came down with it while I was out of town. And so the doctors are telling us that she's probably on the back end of it. But she's still got things going on there. But yeah, writing and fathering and husbanding and musicking and home maintaining and all that other jazz. Still not quite sure when all that roofing is going to appear. They haven't scheduled us yet, but I'm told it's soon. Morning! And we'll just have to go from there. All right, well, I'm at the final turn. I'm going to wish you and yours a very happy, healthy, safe, and productive day. I will talk with you guys tomorrow, because like today, tomorrow will be a brand new day.